Yes, it's all unfolding on Sky Sports Radio. We're here at Newcastle this morning. Now, Paul Joyce is normally on at this time. He was on earlier. For those that may have missed that full Newcastle preview, we'll mention Paul's tips as we go through. But I tell you, when Simon Dinopoulos got crook, the first person that came into my thoughts was Gary Harley. I had to get Gaz on. How are you, mate?
Terrific, Andrew.
What a build-up to this day.
It's been unbelievable. I heard you say this morning, and I might be a bit biased because I've racing in the Newcastle Herald since the early 80s, but their coverage today in the local paper, the full back page bonhomie, the two pages inside, was exceptional. Ray Thomas done a sensational job, him and his team at the Telegraph. The media's been unbelievable since it was announced, and it's really hotted up. As Chris Lee said here this morning, in the last month or so, as we got closer to the race here, you know, people behind the that aren't involved in the media have really got behind it. Radio stations like Triple M here in Newcastle, I think they interviewed Avdullah this morning.
Did they?
On his
way
up. It's been amazing. Radio, TV. And apart from that, you know, the whole town's buzzing, particularly anyone who knows anything about racing. And you'd imagine, like, I first come to this track when I was 12 and I'm 70 now. Yeah. When you get a big meeting like that, the phone never stops ringing.
Yeah,
get me some tickets.
Yeah,
no, you know, but we've looked after everyone.
It's good.
Mate, they've got the right race. They've got the right horses. The weather's perfect. And I know it's been said 100 times in the last couple of weeks, but there's no better track to have a bet on because of the long straight and the wide straight here.
Yeah, exactly. Every area that the jock wants to go to, they can at this one. And I want to say, because I'm very proud of this station, I reckon Sky Sports Radio some on occasions gets taken for granted, but I reckon I've been very proud with the way that we've publicised the race meeting, or any race meeting, but I'm very proud of everybody, including yourself, about what we've done for this meeting today. Right, let's worry about backing our backing some winners, and Andrew Hurley's back at French's Forest. Hurls, good morning to you. How's the interest in the Hunter? How's the interest in the first?
It's been very, very solid right throughout the card. Just echoing what Gary's been saying this morning, but it's been an easy sell. Such a great concept, and the field, particularly for the main race, is an absolute crackerjack. Race number one on the card. Not much change here this morning. Falcon Island, the favourite. 250 was the opening quote. Remains at that. Did go up on Wednesday at $4, so it has been best backed. The deduction for Mr. Reckless, 7x7. $3.90 to $4, Rapido Shaparo. Sir Pippin, $5.50, no change. House of Cartier, $5.50, no change. $8 to $8.50, High Opinion. And we go to Master Shahud. It's a $10 chance.
Yeah, the market's flipped around here, Gaz. It'll be interesting to see who takes the lead up in the first. Who do you like?
I think the top weight will lead, Rapido Shaparo. But I like Falcon Island. I'm pleased to see there's been so much money for it.
Yep.
Been heavily backed. I watched him win the Coonamble Cup with 61. You'll say, look, you know, class-wise, this is 10 grades higher. However, he did a good job out there on a very warm day. And then at Rose Hill the other day, he only got beat a length. That was a fast-run race when he ran second there behind California Longbow. And he went really good that day, I thought. Today, Tommy Berry rides him. Barrier one. He's just going to be able to sit him on the pace, probably behind his stable mate, probably third the fence. And I think it'd be hard to beat. Like, the distance is ideal to the 1850. Andrew, they haven't raced on this inside pad of grass since the Cup back in September.
Okay.
So sometimes you find when that happens, it's the best place to be, you know, up
on
against the rail.
Yep.
Second pick in the race, top weight, Rapido Shaparo. I'm not a great fan of horses coming back from 2,400 to a distance like 1,850. But Gay and Adrian would have freshed him up. He was very good in the $200,000 Port Macquarie Cup when he led all the way, and his form before that was excellent. Number five, third pick's a Pippin. I reckon it'll run a race for sure for Chris Waller. He's a former English horse, of course, and he did run fifth at Rose Hill the other day to Asterius. Got beat less than a length. And interesting, Andrew, all of his four wins are on good tracks.
Okay.
And that's what we've got here today. And he's won two second up. And he is second up today. Number two, the other one, High Opinion. Chris Lee's had him in Brisbane the other day. It was a late scratching, I think. He might have got his leg caught in the barrier or something like that. Yep. He's well up to winning a race like this. Numbers in the first, 7, 1, 5 and 2.
Paul Joyce, he likes number 1 to beat 6, 3 and 7. 1, 6, 3 and 7 in the first. Race 2, Max Lees. Great to know that Max's wife's coming along to the races today. Vicky. And
she often pops in.
Doesn't stay
regularly.
All day, but she'll enjoy today.
No, and she really loves this race, of course. This is the third running.
Yeah.
And it's normally held on the Sunday, Andrew, in December,
Legends Day. Yep.
But when this opportunity came to transfer it, have it worth an extra $50,000, they took the opportunity to put it on today.
Race worth $125,000. What's happening with the tab?
All right, a couple of scratchings here. The significant deductions. Hitch Beast, a 10x11, 6x7 for Maiden Lass. The favourite is Redoute's Image, 320, no change this morning. Panacotta, 340, no change. Tilia Rose, 360. $5 is Zev de Brook. 13 all morning, and just 18 to 19, Titan Star. Very, very quiet betting race at this stage, but in terms of dollars held, it is for the favourite Redoute's Image.
It'll be interesting, Gary, just 900, they're going to be on, aren't they?
Oh, they'll fly.
Yeah.
All 900s here, Andrew, no matter what class it is, they just fly. Now, what you got from the 900 here, if you're not familiar, you've got about a 2.5 furlong, 500-metre run from the barrier to the turn, and it's the only turn, and then you come down the long straight. There's 6 runners, there's 4 chances, I reckon, in the race. I'm with Panacotta. Mm. You know what Panacotta is? Munsey explained it to me.
It's got to be food
some
or
sort
something.
Of custard, I think.
Custard,
yeah.
Is it?
He went a bit further than that.
He's
but that's
probably
what
enjoyed
I've been
it
told.
At the wedding that he's at.
Well, it's going for a week, that wedding.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Look, Mark Newnham said to me last week at Hawkesbury, he said, Gaz, I'm sending a filly up to Newcastle for the Max Lees. He said, gee, she goes good. So I went and had a look at the trial, naturally. Sally had the one trial. And she jumped to the front. Josh Barr trialled her, cruised up front. Wasn't called on, no pressure at all. And she beat a horse called See You Soon. And we know how good it is in that trial. So Josh, I don't know, he probably couldn't ride 54.5. So the brother-in-law's riding, Tim Clark, today. And it's a flyer out of the barrier. And it's got barrier 2. And it'll jump, it'll cross, I think, Zef to Brook. It'll have too much speed for it. And lead on the rail. So on with Panacotta. Redoute's Image was very, very good in the trial. Gibbo trialled it, Andrew, and he said to me the other day at Scone, he said, I could have won me another 3 or 4 lengths. He said, I had plenty up my sleeve. And everyone was wrapped in the way it went without that statement. So it's going to be hard to beat him for Chris. He'd love to win this race.
Yeah, he would.
I reckon this is the race, probably apart from the Melbourne Cup, that he'd want to win most.
Yeah.
And the Everest.
Yeah.
So 5 to beat 6. Tilia Rose by G. It trial good. It's a huge tip this morning. Snowden's horse and Tommy Berry. You know, I haven't got the records, Andrew, but Peter Snowden has won that many of the group races here, training for the Inghams, and then, or with it, when he was with the Inghams, and then Sheikh Mohammed, and now out on his own. I couldn't remember how many, but he's born and bred in the Upper Hunter, and he loves this track here, and it'll run well. And Zef to Brook, it's the horse that'll sit back off them. Another one of Chris's, and it'll be strong late. It's a horse that'll get over a lot further than 900. 5, 6, 7 and 8.
Race 3 is the Tab Highway, and of course, Hurls, the bonus bet offers today. The first 3 races at Sandown and the first 3 here at Newcastle.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And also, make sure you use your Tab app when you're at the track. Imagine there's a big big crowd out there today. So, use your Tab app whilst on track. Save yourself having to get in the queues, etc. But, races 1 to 3 at Newcastle and Sandown today, second or third, you'll get your bonus bet back. Up to $50. Huge field for the Tab Highway today. Just a small deduction, 6x4 for Powertrain. And where do we start here, Andrew? It's pretty wide open. Well, Smart Move is 440 to 360. Best back today. Tully Toff, 950 to 7. 850 out to 9 for Axella. 850 to 950 for Loof. We've got Texas Storm, 850 to $10. And 9 to 10 trophies galore. Weather Channel, I think this is about its third run in successive weeks. Denmis is an $11 chance. $10 for Weather Channel. 13 to 15, Danzibar Dancer. Top two in the market, definitely best supported, 440 to 360, and Tully Toff at $9.50 to $7.
It's just a traditional Tab Highway, Gary.
Sure is. They've come from everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Particularly north of the Hawkesbury and, you know, out west. Not so many from down south. I think Wayne
Gary Hunt's Colvin's come up from Wagga.
Yeah. He's a terrific trainer. Yeah, good trainer. Very good smart trainer, Gary. So is Brent Thompson. I'm going with Smart Move here. Or Brett Thompson, I'm going with Smart Move. That was a sensational win the other day at Dubbo. Back third last, worked forward from the turn and really savaged the line. Absolutely flying this Smart Missile mare at the moment. She runs second at Bathurst and second at Scone to Royal Eclipse, a very fast mare of Alan Denham's. She was only just beaten there. She's well up to winning this in a very open race. I got her on top. Michaela Wirral claimed three. Well, will she? She'll only 51.
Yeah, 51. Yeah.
What's that? Two and a half.
One and a half.
Oh, is it?
53 and a half down to 51.
Yeah. I went to the Maris Brothers. They didn't teach me too good at maths.
One and a half. I'm the same as you, mate. I'm with you. But she'll ride at 51.
Yeah, and she's flying, Michaela. Number 12 on top. Number 10, Trophies Galore. I know it's double figure odds, and it's only coming off a benchmark 58 at Muswellbrook. But its run to win there was an eye-catcher. I didn't think it could win during the run. Missed a kick, three wide running last. Made ground, four and five wide on the turn. I thought, you can't keep going, and it did. Mm. It's a big rise in class, but it'll run okay. Texas Storm's got a great op here for Bobby Milligan and his son Glenn. A 50-to-1 shot won the race here the other day. Mr. Plough, who went at its top, goes really good, and he produced his best to win it. But this horse has run... to run fourth on the 2nd of November. It wanted to hang a bit on the home turn and chased okay. And I'll tell you what it does. It likes 1,300 metres. 12, 10, 1, and number 13, Luff, for the Cessnock connection. Jeremy Sylvester and Robert Thompson come back to form with a good win there the other day in a weaker field than this. Can run a top 4 or 5. 12, 10, 1, and 13.
Paul Joyce in that likes number 8, Hamoon Ballard, to be 12, 14, and 17. 8, 12, 14, and 17. And back in the second, Paul likes 8 to beat 6, 7, and 5. 8, 6, 7, and 5. Race 4, what's happening in this one? A benchmark 78.
Yeah, very wide open here. So taken the favourite, 420 to 440. Vitesse, 460 to 5. 5 to 550, mystery double. Ballistica, 850 in a point and a half to $7. 11 now into single figures. Let's Rebel, now 950. 12 to 10 for Lucio Bell. And then we've got Pin Up Miss, a $10 chance in from $12. So market hasn't really sorted itself out just yet. So taken currently the $4.40 favourite.
Yeah, Pin Up Miss was one that Ron put in second at odds earlier today. What do you like, Gary?
I like Chris Waller's horse, Vitesse. Look, she's drawn bad, but she's got McDonald, but she'll go forward. There's no doubt about that. The speed maps have got her leading. She's had three runs this time in. Second, Liston Varna on the Kenzo, only got beat ahead. Went to Warwick Farm and won nicely there, sitting on the speed. And then she came to Gosford the other day and ran into a very good benchmark 70. Blazing Miss won the race. Invinciano, who probably should have won last night, nearly got put over the fence, even though there may not have been a run there. It ran second in the race. This horse was outside the leader, and I thought battled on well in a strongish type race. So I've got it on top. Miss Redoble, they walked the other day at Hawkesbury, so Bucko had no alternative but to let it lead. It's a better horse sitting off the pace. I know it's done nothing on this track in four runs. Well, you looking at the form, you'd say it's done nothing. But a couple of those runs were outstanding, even though it never ran a place. Got into trouble, got a long way back. I think she'll run a big race. Number 10, Luciola Bell's got a terrific chance. Quality mare from up in the... Taru area, trained there by Wayne Wilkes, a very good horseman. Wayne was foreman for many years for Bart Cummings too, Andrew.
No, he's a good
horseman. He learned a lot there. And Andrew Gibbons rides it in nearly every start. He's on it today, barrier 4. Goes well on the track, and number 2 so taken. I hear what people are saying. There's good money for it. If it returned to its best form, it'd just about win the race. And it did run in the Yanks last start, but he got that a long way there. Or she did, but I've got to put her in. 8, 4, 10, and 2.
Paul Joyce went for Tinker Moser here, number three at massive odds, to beat 10, 11 and 2. 3, 10, 11 and 2 from Paul in race 4. The first of the features, or Max Lee's Classic is certainly the first, the second of the features is race 5, the Spring Stakes at its new time, and it's really worked. What's happening in the market?
Yeah, the favourite is Rule the World, $2.10 to $2. Very, very safe in the market. Calvalmo is a $4.80 chance in from $5. IndyCar, $7, no change. 12 to 11. Asiago, Rock and More, 19 to 17. $17, no change. Donna and Kim, Convinced, 14 to 17. But it's all about this favourite now into $2. And so obviously, under three starts for three wins, can't do much better than that.
I reckon it's got to $2, Gary, but I reckon they're going to back a couple here. I think that IndyCar might be one that'll tighten up a bit.
I'll just, for sure. Just jump in there. It has been really well supported today. In fact, it's on the third line, but there's not a great deal in terms of money held on IndyCar today, so I think you might be 100% right there, Ben.
Well, Andrew, I'm going to have a throw at the stumps here, and I hope the bails come off, because $17 convinced. I'm certain this is going to develop into a very smart colt. He's in the right stable with the Snowdens, by not a single doubt. Two runs here, first up from a spell. CJ Graham rode him, and the young lady, riding to instructions, let him drop right out, and he was second last into the straight. Got him to the outside. Pendano won the race. It was just about favourite in a race in town last Saturday. Hidalgo runs second, and it goes good. This horse unleashed a powerful run from last, made up about eight lengths to get beat a length and a half. Went a bit fierce early in the race. Went to Hawkesbury the other day, had a tough run. Timmy Clark let it rip midfield because he was going to be in an awkward spot. Shot around the outside. Got into it on the home turn, and by gee, it was a tough win. Beat Goldwyn there. I know people are going to say, well, fair dinkum, it's outclassed here. And I know Peter Snowden said in one of the papers, The Telegraph, with Ray Thomas yesterday, I normally wouldn't run a Class 1 winner last start in a race like this.
Yeah.
But he's got such an opinion of it, and I've had something on it each way at the $17. Maybe I'm way off the mark, but if it don't run a place today, I'll be sticking with it because I think he's a very smart colt. I'm with IndyCar for second. Terrific win here on debut, and no luck the other day, Andrew, in town. Tommy Berry, good barrier. Needs a bit more luck today, and on this track he should get it. Rule the World. Well, I was talking to Timmy Clark a couple of days back. He's got a huge rep on this horse.
Yeah.
Timmy said, I love this horse. It's tough as nails, and gee, the big money's come for it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
To come into $2 in a race like this, you've got to respect it, and it'll be on pace. And number seven, Cavalmo. I saw it win a maiden recently at Wyong. Chris Waller's got it. And then he sent it to Flemington. Only run fifth in the Carbine Club. But this horse goes good. I wouldn't sell it short either. Look, the race has been moved. It's normally on Cup Day in September. But I think they've got a very, very good response. And I think this race will stay on this program.
Yeah, no, it's worked well with the quality of these nice up-and-coming three-year-olds. Paul Joyce likes Rule the World number one to beat 5, 7 and 6, 1, 5, 7 and 6. The Million Dollar Pages event, Hire Hunter. The scratchings are 2, 17, 18 and 19. What's happened this morning with the tab market?
All right, and please note there is a 250,000 projected first four on this particular race, the $1 million pages event, Hire Hunter. Well, Graf has been the favourite throughout the week, retains favouritism this morning, 360 to 370. 5 to 550 for Savatiano. Tactical Advantage, 850, got to 950, back to $9. Renewal, 10 into 950. Bonhomie, 12 to 10. Brave Song, 10 to 11. 10 to 12, La Romaine. Fiesta, it's been a drifter this morning, 950 to 12. Manicure, 15 into 13. Invincible Gem, 17 to 18, back to 17. Specking for Jonker today, 34 into 21. Siren's Fury, 41, no change. 61, Goodfella, 81, Sir Plush. And Redouble is the rank outsider at $126. Now, in terms of dollars held today, it has been Graf. Second best supported runner would be Fiesta. And then we go to Renewal. So, yeah, we're talking about dollars held there, Andrew. And despite the fact that Graf does hold the most amount of money, second best is a $12 chance, Fiesta, and then Renewal, which is a $9.50 chance.
Well, Paul Joyce is tipping Fiesta. I'll give you all of his numbers shortly. But the million-dollar hunter, Gary, you got to get this one right.
Yeah, well, I think I will. Which I think he'll win, Graf.
Graf?
Yeah. Okay. Look, Max Lees, great trainer, one of the best, hardly had a bet. If Max put 20 on one, they won me 10.
Right.
They were, that's such a good thing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Chris is a bit like Dad, very conservative. But I spoke to him Thursday night, saw him there again yesterday at the function. Peter Volandis was guest speaker.
Yeah.
He's got that air of confidence here. And I saw him with you again this morning.
Yeah.
I think Chris is very keen on this horse. I really think 1,400 would be better for him, but I still think 1,300 on the big track here. Chris was telling me on the phone through the week, the crossover noseband's done the trick. I think he said that to you this morning.
Yeah.
Trial brilliantly in it. Like beating a length of Sunlight in the Newmarket, beating a length to Red Zill in the Concord, beating a length to Parada in the Shorts. I mean, he's a genuine Everest horse, this horse. And I think he'll win. I think he'll get a great run for Brenton and win the race. I put Brave Song on for second, in for second. He'll get back, as we know, but the big track will suit him. He came back to a bit of form the other day, even though he ran eighth. He wasn't beaten far in town. Kieran rides him. I think he'll run well. I've got to give Lee Romaine a chance. That was his best run for a long time the other day.
Yeah.
I know he's got a big weight. And I know these boys won't mind me saying this, but Darren Flindell and Gavin Carmody drew him and bought him in the big Calcutta yesterday.
Right.
So we'll get a boom if it wins, won't we?
We'll get something from Flindell if it's looming at the 100.
Bonamilla run a race. He's a very smart trainer, Jason. Deemer rides his own work. He's spot on. He'll have him spot on. He spoke to you this morning on the show. He's pretty confident. Savatiata's got a terrible barrier, but when does she ever run a bad race?
Yeah.
By gee, she's been heavily backed. And on the subject of Fiesta, I've had a bit of mail from the people close to the stable to say that, who wrote it the other day, Bossy?
Yes, in town, yeah.
Yeah, he said that she felt the track, the hard track.
Righto.
So look for a big improvement from her. 3-4, 3-4, 1-9-7. Why not throw another one in? 12 Fiesta, the other one.
Righto. So 3-4, 1-9-7, and 12, because there is that first four of 250,000 that it's expected to get to. Paul Joyce likes 12 Fiesta to beat 3-11-5. 12-3-11-5. Now it's 10:28.
Yeah, let's get into it.
And Paul Ambrosoli dials through.
Oh.
And if we're running late, then he gets really upset. So let's get through the last three. What's happening here in the prime seven?
All right. Outrageous, which pretty much carried the weight of the country last start, is the favourite when winning 3-3.20, a 360-370 bobbing into the abyss, 550, $8-$6 Murillo. That's pretty much got you covered. Now, whilst Outrageous is the favourite, I can tell you it holds bobbing holds double the amount of money in entirety, whilst about three times more today alone invested on bobbing. So that market may flip.
Okay, so that's a good move for bobbing.
Yeah.
Who wins it?
I was just going to say to you, if this was a wet track, I would have put my house on him.
On bobbing?
But, he's won four on soft. But he goes all right on the good tracks as well. I'm tipping him. Good track, five starts, one win, two placing. Soft track, six for four wins and 2 seconds. Mate, he was outstanding in the Kosciuszko.
Yeah.
Bernie Kelly, son of a legend, the champion Victorian trainer Noel Kelly, was his dad. And Bernie's a good trainer who left Hawkesbury to go and live in Scone after this horse won the championship, provincial championship. And he's running the Kosciuszko as a beauty. I think he can win, even on the good four. Number seven for second, Outrageous. Had all the, had the best run the other day outside the leader. And the kid claimed three and it kicked away. But it'll still be hard to beat today. Number 10, Into the Abyss. And number 12, Murillo. 2-7, 10 and 12.
What's happening in the, we fancy one of these after the last, either a beer or a premium mean meat T-bone steak, whose sponsor, race number 8, Hurls.
I wouldn't mind one before the first. Mushareb is the favourite, 230 to 250. Now, I spoke to Richard Freeman on Wednesday night, and in typical Richard Richard Freeman fashion, he didn't say much, but there was a bit of a glint in his eye in relation to Mushereb. It's the favourite at 250. 340 into $3, Juventus. Tarsin, best back today, 11 to 750. We then go to Strome, which is an $8.50 chance off a high of $10 this morning.
Who's going to pay for the stake to win this race here, Gaz?
Chris Lees, I think, and the connections of Lee Ramone and Juventus. He's one of my best bets of the day. The last two are my best. He was a bit stiff the other day. He didn't jump that well. And Chris was telling me the other day that James McDonald said to me he thought he was unlucky. He sticks with him. He's got barrier one. Second up today. He's got a very good second up record. I hope he jumps okay. And if he does, I think he'll win. Number three, Mushereb. He's had a few weeks off, six or seven. But I heard Duff on with you this morning. He said that Richard said everything was okay, just had a slight hiccup. So I got it in for second, and the money tells you it'll run well. Strome's got a place chance, and so's Mr. Reckless. 7-3, 2-4.
Paul Joyce in that race likes number 5 to be 3-7-4. Tarsin to win 5-3-7-4. And again, I omitted to give you Paul's in race 7, 2-7-10-8. 2-7-10-8 with bobbing on top. What about the last here at Newcastle, Hills?
Yeah, Leviathan is the favourite. 230 into 210 today. 420 to 460. Testifier. Burning Crown, $6.50 to $5. Cotier is $11 chance. Away from that, Malia Magic has been 17 into $15. But yeah, the favourite now at $2.10.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, the tab just opened up and gave us Outrageous at a bit of a great price there when it opened. This might be the one for today that they've backed to win the last.
Well, he went up $6
yeah.
with tab. Mm. Munsey's still crying. He said on Thursday night, we were generous. Well, that could be right. Mm. And then again, he may get beat. But I think he's a good thing. I think he's a very smart horse in the making, this bloke. His debut run on the Kenzo, he blew him away. Back in June on a soft track. And then Funstar had to work so hard to beat him. A neck or a half neck at Randwick. Now, both runs were on wet tracks. That was a heavy. Mm-hmm. But the way he trialled the other day on a good track, I don't think the good track's going to make any difference. I know Peter and Paul have got a big rap on this horse. So's Timmy Clark. He rode him the other day. He took him back. Fair dinkum, he strangled him the whole trip and he couldn't hold him back
any longer.
In the end. He just had to win the horse. I think he's very good. Barrier's okay. Timmy rides him with 55 on his back. I don't know whether he's a Magic Millions horse, but if he is, I'm sure that's where he'll head, Andrew, in this preparation for the three-year-old race up there. But I'm going to go with him. He's my best bet of the day. Number four, Cotier. Part owned by our boss, Darren Pearce.
Yep.
It'll run a big race, ready to win. Number one, Testifier, no luck at all first up. And Burning Crown. He does a lot wrong, this fella. If ever he puts it all together, he loves to bowl along on up front, but he's very green. He's had a lot of senior jockeys ride him, and they've all found out that, you know, he is a difficult horse in the fact that he's immature. But he only just got beat in a race in town not long back. I know it was only Kuna Barabin the other day, but he played with those horses. That was a picnic for him to win by four lengths out there in a $50,000 race. 9, 4, 1, and 17.
Okay, Paul Joyce in the last likes. Number 9, Leviathan, to beat 1, 17, and 2. 9, 1, 17, and 2. And it's a pity we're still not on TV, but Glenn Munsey's up and about on day two of his wedding venture, and he sent me the Google search for panna cotta. Three leaves of gelatin, whole milk, double cream, vanilla pod, caster sugar, and it'll go down a treat if you're eating it at the wedding, Mun. So panna cotta, if it wins race two, the Max Lees Classic today.
Mun's must be one of those Greek weddings.
I don't know what it is. But
well, I emceed a Greek wedding with 400 one year in the City Hall at Newcastle.
Yeah.
They never stopped eating for 3 days. I loved it.
Yeah,
it was a beauty.
Exactly. All right. Now, what's your bet? The last two races?
The last two, mate. Yeah, Juventus in the second last and Leviathan in the last.
Righto. So race 8, number 7, and race 9, number 9. Now, normally at this time, Paul Joyce gives us a quaddy, and I've got that just sent through to me, listeners, and Hurls, I know, loves jotting it down. So in the first leg of the quaddy, race 6, he puts in the numbers 12, 3, 11, 5, and 4. 12, 3, 11, 5, and 4. In race 7, 2-7, 10-8 and 14. 2-7, 10-8 and 14. In race 8, 5-3-7 and 4. 5-3-7 and 4. And he comes home with his four selected numbers in the last 9, 1, 17 and 2. It's going to cost you $20, Hurls, but it only gives you 5% because this is a competitive quaddy today.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it. Rock up to Yum Cha last Sunday. It's closed down. Little bloke was in tears. I was in more tears than him, but anyway.
Okay,
We still managed to find lunch, but we'll hunt out another one tomorrow.
All right, okay. Righto, you'll be right. Gary, we'll let you go.
Yep.
Good luck with the day. I know you love Newcastle, and it's a very significant day for the club.
Yeah, history-making day, and give my apologies to Paul, will you, for talking too much?
Paul Joyce?
Ambrosoli.
Ambrosoli. He'll be swinging on this phone and everything, and I got the whip around.
You're going to cop it.
I will. Good on you. Thanks, guys.
See you, mate.